is our returning champion, Terry Michael from Omaha, Nebraska. Stand by to see Terry play for a jade and diamond ring valued at $8,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo valued at $20,340 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us in the studio. Thank you for joining us at home for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion, our young lawyer from Omaha. This is Terry Michael. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Jim. Good.
Appreciate you coming out from Omaha and joining us. How long have you been in practice now?
A little over 2 years.
Yeah, you enjoying it?
Oh, I really do.
Hope you're enjoying your stay here with us.
Oh, yes.
You passed on a sauna on the last show. Now, you've got a ways to go. Of course, your prize is determined not only by winning, but by the amount of money in your bank account. You've got $69 in the bank account, so you need $106. You're a ways away, but you could do it on this show with a good win if you get that ring worth $8,000. All set to go?
You bet.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there. I'm fine. Being some good people.
You bet. She makes a clean living originally from Salem, Ohio. Here's Benita Bilski.
Hello there, Benita.
And he's a real-life fall guy originally from Chicago, Illinois. Say hello to Rick Collins.
Hello there, Rick. See you a little later. Some bargains. Sonny, thank you. It's McCullum, right?
McCullum.
Rick, and you are a real fall guy? What does that mean?
Well, I'm currently a professional stuntman, and I specialize in fight scenes.
Oh, well, that sounds like... Is it really dangerous? I suspect you can get hurt with that.
You can, but usually the people that you work with are really good.
Yeah, sounds like interesting work. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And Benita, you make a clean living?
That's right, Jim. I got tired of the 9-to-5 routine, so I decided to start my own cleaning business.
Well, that's terrific. So now you are your own boss there, huh?
That's right.
That's nice. Nice to have you. I'm glad you could spend some time with
us. Thank you.
Good luck here to all three of you. We'll get you started with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is a champion. Gets to do some great shopping. And we'll start with this question for $5. Name the Oscar-winning movie that co-starred Katharine Hepburn and Henry Fonda. Benita.
On Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond it is. You got your first correct answer. Way to go. $5 for the correct answer. You go to 25. Where would you most likely find a rumble seat? Rick?
The back of a car.
Back of a car it is. Yes, you don't look old enough for that, Rick, but that's what it is. You go to 25. In what year of World War II did Germany finally surrender? Rick?
1944.
No. 45. 45.
Close.
Close. You lose. Well, but that would have been nice if it were 44, but unfortunately it was 45. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer. Finish this Shakespearean quote, "This above all to thy own self." Rick?
Be true.
You got it. You're bouncing around, but bouncing back into a tie with Benita. Name the famous bridge which connects the counties of Marin and San Francisco. Terry?
The Golden Gate.
Golden Gate it is. Champion is heard from, and we've got a 3-way tie. Well, that's interesting because it's time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise, but with a 3-way tie, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price hits your buzzer for one of you, this is yours.
For once, you'll enjoy being tired when it's the Jetson Steel Belted Radial, made with 2 steel belts for riding safety and durability, furnished by Jetson Hoffman Tire Company. And to keep you rolling right along, we're going to throw in $200 for gasoline. It's normally priced at $500, but today on Sale of the Century, yours for only
$6. $6! Terry will buy it. He's tripping that bugger, absolutely. Set of tires, $200 in cash, a $500 bargain for just $6. Good job on that, Terry.
I've got a car.
Can you use that? What?
Oh, yes. I've got a car badly in need of some tires.
Super. That's nice. Cost you 6. We knock it off your score. You're down to 19. He was very quick with that one. Looked like all three of you were interested in that bargain. According to the title of a 1985 comedy film, where does Chevy Chase and his family take their vacation? Rick?
European vacation.
That's right. Took it to Europe. European vacation it is, and Rick was in the lead by 5. What was the name that Charles Lindbergh gave to his plane? Terry.
Spirit of St. Louis.
Yes, indeed. And 5 of the $6 you spent, right back, and you go to 24. What literary character had a smarter brother named Mycroft, a landlady named Mrs. Hudson, Terry?
Sherlock Holmes.
And a sidekick named Watson. It was indeed Sherlock Holmes, and the champion goes to 29. Fails Rick by $1. Less. One question separates all three players. That's a good close game. And now we play the fame game for a pick of that fame game board. A lot of information. Hope you play along at home now. We're looking for a famous person. I am an actor, born in Michigan in 1942. I played football at the University of Indiana. Terry,
Burt Reynolds.
No. Took a chance, did not pay off, but you are playing for pick of the board, not dollars, so you stay at 29. We'll clear the board, continue for Rick and Benita. And after graduating, I refused an offer to play professionally in favor of an acting career. My movies include The Norsemen, Steel, Rick?
Lee Majors.
Lee Majors is right. And Rick, you've got yourself a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there, you'll get what's behind the one you pick.
I think I'd like number four.
And behind number four, we have book cassettes. Book cassettes, unabridged bestsellers performed on tape. Now you may read with your ears as you drive, walk, jog, or just relax. Book cassettes, furnished by Brilliance Corporation.
That's very nice. $300 worth of book cassette. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. I'm glad you got, Rick, you were introduced as what, a fall guy?
Yeah, I better get Lee Majors.
You better get Lee Majors, that's right. We'll be right back, right after this. I mentioned that our champion was a ways away from that ring, but of course, on sale of the century, you get the opportunity to pick up things along the way. Our champion's already got some tires he needed and some cash to go with it, and he's within a dollar of Rick in first place. And Benita, just a question behind. To an American Indian, what is maize? Benita.
Corn.
Corn it is, and you've tied Rick for first place, and $1 separates the play. What kind of sports show will you see competitors bulldogging, barrel racing? Rick.
Rodeo.
Rodeo it is, and Rick goes back into the lead by five. What word describes an animal that lacks normal pigmentation in its skin? Terry.
Albino.
Albino it is, as Terry beats the lead of the buzzer and goes over the $30 mark as well. What animal represents the zodiac sign of Capricorn? Rick.
The goat.
It is indeed a goat, and Rick hits the $40 mark with a $10 lead. Well, Rick, with a $10 lead, you could buy all by yourself. Now, you are a stuntman, got a workout. This is fitting.
Rick, we have a Jim Dandy instant bargain for you. A great home gym system. A sleek, high-tech machine that works every major muscle group through 48 different exercises in the privacy of your own home. Furnished by Abercrombie & Fitch. And it's normally priced at $755. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
That's a nice thing. That is a nice, useful item. Man's got to keep in shape with his business. Now, it costs $10. You have a $10 lead. You have a $10 lead over Benita, but you only have a $6 lead over Terry. Well, since I said that, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will cut that price to $6. You'll be in a tie, and you'll buy. All right. Enjoy that gym. Yeah, sounds like it's an ideal thing for you, Rick.
Couldn't pass it up.
Cost you just $6. We knock it off your score. You're tied with Terry and Benita, less than a question behind. The only bird that can hover and fly backward. Rick?
Hummingbird.
It's also the tiniest bird on Earth, and you got $5 right back. What to do? It is a hummingbird. In 1969, who made the thrilling statement, "The eagle has landed"? Rick?
Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong is right, and he got the $10 back, or more than the $6 he spent. In 1847, what city succeeded Detroit as the capital of Michigan? Terry?
Ann Arbor?
No. Lansing. Lansing. Used to be Detroit. Lansing, and maybe Terry knows something. Ann Arbor's next. Terry loses five on that, down to 29. What do you have that an invertebrate does not? Rick?
Bones.
Bones, backbones, anything like that acceptable. And Rick goes to 49. Yeah. The traditional warning sign at railroad crossings advises you to stop, look, Rick?
And listen.
He is very quick, and he is right, and he's over the $50 mark. Well, one of the challengers moved out there. Talking about stop, look, and listen and trains, a law on the books in Kansas requires that when, listen to this, two trains approach each other at a crossing, they must both come to a full stop, and neither shall start again until the other is gone. Think about that for a moment. We'll be right back. Well, one of our challengers, Rick McCollum, making a very big move. He's done a lot of buying, and he still has the lead, and he stretched it out a bit. Rick is at 54. Benita, another challenger at 30. Champion in a bit of a problem. He's trailing. He's at 29. Can make it up quick, though, with $15 money card added up there on the board. Looking for a famous thing. I am a tropical plant, known for my fragrant, juicy fruit and sword-shaped leaves. It is believed I originated in Brazil. Terry.
Pineapple.
Pineapple is right, and the champion gets that pick of the board. Terry, which of those eight numbers looks good to you?
Number two, Jim.
And behind number two, we have dinnerware. Noritake's Lope Cafe Vissoir dinnerware features such rich floral colors. It's oven safe and the perfect complement to your casual or formal table. Furnished by Noritake.
That's very nice. $430 worth of dinnerware. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And that's what I said. You can keep picking things up along the way, which is lovely. Didn't find the money cards. They stay up there. We'll add the big 25 with the third and final crack of the fame game. All three of you now in this. He's provided the voices for such characters as Bugs Bunny. Terry?
Mel Blanc.
Yeah, I was going to give the first name. You didn't need it. Mel Blanc or Mel Blanc. It is. And Terry goes to 34, second place for the champion. The name of a popular fashion magazine is a Persian word meaning marketplace with rows of stalls. Benita.
Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah, we need a bazaar. Harper's Bazaar was the magazine. You gave us the whole thing, and you're back in the second place at 35. In which of his many films did Humphrey Bogart play Captain Queeg? Rick?
Moby Dick.
No, Caine Mutiny. Caine Mutiny from the play, the Caine Mutiny Court Martial.
Yeah, what, Rick? I said he wasn't even in Moby Dick.
He wasn't even in Moby Dick. Yeah, he played the whale, I think, didn't he? No. You lose five on that, Rick. I'm sorry about that. But, Rick, you still got the lead. You're at $49. Benita's in second place at 35, so you might want to think about these.
Rick, deck out your den with this beautiful swivel rocker, a traditional Ethan Allen design featuring classic scroll arms, colorful and comfortable from Tradition House. Plus Sharp's 19-inch color TV with detachable remote control and channel flashback permitting instant alternate viewing of two previously selected channels furnished by Sharp. And they're normally priced at $1,225. But today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $16.
Isn't that nice? Gorgeous. $1,225 worth of good. Here, is this edible?
Yeah.
It's good? All right. Well, then, while Rick and I are talking, I'll give some popcorn to everybody. Here you go. Rick, Benita, Terry. Just hang in there. Just grab some popcorn and all. We want Rick to relax while he thinks about this.
Okay.
Rick, you have a $14 lead. That is normally $16. But in addition to the popcorn, which I am throwing in for free, I will sell you all that lovely, the chair and the color TV for $14. You would be in a tie once again. Going once, going twice, and no sale. All right. Sale surprise went with it. How much was there? $500 in cash went with it. Well, look at the bright side, Rick. You got the popcorn.
I did get some popcorn.
We'll be right back after this. Check is Terry Michael in a bit of a problem right now, looking for another crack to go shopping with me, and he's trailing. He is at 34, Benita at 35, Rick in the lead, didn't buy, hung on to the lead at 49. Back with us. In the Bible, name the doubter among the apostles. Benita.
Thomas.
Doubting Thomas, you're right, and Benita goes to 40 within $9 of Rick. Name the operatic film in which Sammy Davis Jr. played a character named Sportin' Life. Old Gershwin's great opera, Porgy and Bess. Porgy and Bess. No one wanted to try that. Name the Midwestern city whose professional football and baseball teams are known as the Lions and Tigers. Benita.
Detroit.
Detroit it is. And Benita pulls him into less than a question of Rick. And in a close game, all of the money cards are on the board, including a big one worth $25. A famous place. In my most northern region, the ground is permanently frozen to a depth of 1,000 feet. In 1874, the Russians enslaved some of my natives. Rick?
Siberia?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 49. We'll clear the board, continue for Benita and Terry. And my chief waterway is the Yukon River. My Aleutians include about 50 islands, some of which... Terry?
Alaska?
Alaska is right. Big opportunity for the champion who is in third place, but he now has an opportunity to jump ahead. What number do you want?
Number six.
And behind number six, we have gold dumbbells. The spectacular set of dumbbells in 22-karat gold plate, functional and attractive with teakwood carrying case from Ivanko Barbell Company.
Very exotic present, that is. Where were the big money cards?
Behind the number eight, the number seven, and the number one.
Well, anyone can win it now as we finish up the game with a speed round. A lot of questions, and may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Rick at $49, Benita at 45, the champion at 34. Good luck as we start the speed round now. What kind of creature does a tadpole grow up to be? Rick?
Frog.
Right. What's the middle name of early American novelist James Cooper? Rick?
Fenimore.
Right. Name the 1965 movie Physician made famous by actor Omar Sharif. Terry.
Dr. Zhivago.
Right. What popular sport is played on a gridiron? Rick.
Football.
Right. Who invented the incandescent light bulb? Terry.
Thomas Edison.
Right. The capital of what southern state is Columbia? Anita.
South Carolina.
Right. Name the world's tallest building. Terry.
The Sears Tower.
Right. What was the last name of fictional boy detectives Frank and Joe? Rick.
Hardy.
Right. Name the queen who was Julius Caesar's mistress and Mark Antony's wife. Terry.
Cleopatra.
Right. What is your answer if you multiply any number by zero? Rick.
Zero.
Right. To a Londoner, what is a bobby? Rick.
A policeman.
Right. What country was ruled for years by Charles de Gaulle? Terry.
France.
Right. Acoustics is the scientific study, Terry.
Sound.
Right. In literature, what was the profession of a character named Sinbad? Rick.
Sailor.
Right. Time is up. And do we give him credit for the last one? No, you don't get the last one, but you have won it, Rick. Congratulations. You had the game won, but of course every dollar is important, so I did have to check with our judge on that. Very clearly, time was up before you started that answer, but you did win it, Rick. Back to the champion in a moment. First of all, we have to say goodbye to our outgoing champion. He didn't make it to the second level, but along the way, he's done very well. Terry, you've got that foosball game, which is a wonderful thing I know you like. You've got a stereo, you've got the tires, $264 in cash. Not too bad, $2,388 in cash and prizes.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you very much.
Good luck in your long work. I hope you do become a judge.
Thank you. I had a great time.
And Benita, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Good luck with your cleaning business. Thanks for seeing people going into business for themselves. That's super. But it is our new champion, Rick McCollum, who is going with me to go shopping. Come on, Rick. Big win. Yeah, I had to check with the judge on that, and I thought that was the case. The buzzer sounded before you started that answer, but didn't make any difference. You have $79, and that's enough money for you to buy this. That's the sauna that you've already seen. Normally it would be $85, but your $79 will buy it because you're entitled to the first level prize. Should you decide to put the $79 in the bank and pass on the sauna, the next thing up the line, you'd be $96 away. That's very easily within reach. You'd have this beautiful ring Jay will tell you about.
Here's elegance with a ring to it, this stunning lady's ring. A beautiful jade stone set in a platinum band, surrounded by diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Ed Wire of Beverly Hills. And this ring is normally priced at $8,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175. You've got $79. There's the ring. Are you married or single?
I'm single.
Single. You have somebody in mind for the ring, or Karen's getting a little closer. I think you just got somebody in mind for the ring there, Rick. So you guys talk about that, and I will tell you that the next thing up the line, if you get to $260, great trip you might enjoy. How about this?
If you're up for a little romance, here's a trip to fabulous Venice, Italy. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 7 unforgettable nights in Venice, where you may dine in quaint cafes, see priceless works of art, and take a romantic gondola ride down the Grand Canal. This great trip, normally priced at $9,000, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
That's a $260. Well, that's a wonderful trip. You would enjoy that. Karen is still here with the ring. She just doesn't want to let that ring go, Rick, so you may have to talk to her if you get to that ring. Another beautiful prize that a lady might enjoy, and what do you bet Karen will have that too? Take a look at this.
Wrap yourself in luxury with a magnificent natural fur coat. This bright and fluffy full-length fashion is distinctively designed by Davini and furnished by Dicker & Dicker of Beverly Hills. This fur, normally priced at $14,750, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Get the $445, you can have that. I love that. Karen's been running all over the place, and Dara's just been standing there in front of the sauna. She's just taking it easy in her sauna. It could be your sauna, Rick. All you've got to do is say yes, and you can take it and leave, or put the money in the bank and play on. The next thing, remember, is the cash jackpot and everything else. Whoa!
$51,000.
If I had put it in the right order, Jay would have been ready with me. We'll find out what his decision is right after this. Back with our champion, Rick McCullum, $79. It'll buy you that sauna, and you could take it and leave or put your money in the bank and play on. Rick, what's it going to be?
I'd like to play on.
He's going to play on. He'll put the money in the bank. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $52,000, two new challengers. We'll see you next time on Sale of the Century, and I promise the studio audience some more popcorn, so I'm going to go deliver. Bye for now.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.